Joined now by Northfield City Administrator, Mr. Ben Marta. Good morning, Ben. How are you doing?
Good morning. Good. How are you doing?
Good. Good to see you, sir.
Thank you.
So you were thinking that you want to talk a little bit about the just updating the community on the capital improvements projects, which I think is a good idea since we're heading into big time capital improvement season here. So
that's right.
Let's start with Wall Street Road, which is now moving into phase two. I was barely aware that phase one had started.
Yeah, we're in the thick of it now with Wall Street Road. So the street's closed off. 4th Street to Spring Street's closed. Mm-hmm. We have some detours in place, which people living out in that area probably are well aware of now. But the full reconstruction of the street and undergrounds is now happening. The bridge or culvert's getting replaced, and then the new sidewalks and trails will be getting in completed, as well as some pedestrian improvements. So that's moving along, and construction's planning to wrap up at the end of the year here in September. So it's on good course.
Sorry, I'm trying to help you with your microphone while we speak here.
Sorry, it's slipping down.
Yeah, no, it's not right. Now I just really broke it. you're going to have to hang on to it. I'm sorry.
No problem.
Okay. So what's the timetable on Wall Street Road?
Yeah, that one's going to wrap up here with by the end of September. So assuming that the weather continues to cooperate with us, yeah. It's going to be a busy construction period out on Wall Street Road, but should be wrapping up here at the in early fall.
Cool. All right. I drove past the transit hub the other day and really looked at it for the first time in a while. It looks close enough to me that I feel like we should be expecting a ribbon cutting sometime this summer.
Hey, yeah, absolutely. So the final completion of that project, it's been a long time in the works here to get that completed, and it's, I think it's really turning out to be a beautiful building, and it complements the historic historic depot project as well. So we're going to be announcing very soon, as you said, a ribbon cutting to be opening that facility up. And again, it will have restroom facilities as the main area and a protected weather-controlled space for people that might be using the bus. We're going to have the bus route relocated there. The blue and the red route will be reconnecting there. And we also think it'll be a good location for organizations like Benjamin Bus when they do routes to the Twin Cities and other places. We think it'll be good. So, and then also I know the Historic Depot folks always envisioned from when they did the public engagement being able to host even events under the pavilion. And I think those public restrooms, accessibility improvements will help out the Historic Depot, and that meeting room space is available for rental, meeting certain terms and conditions of their rental requirements, I guess. So we're excited to get that project up and going.
Yeah, it's just going to, yeah, like you said, it's going to complement the area, and it's a beautiful, beautiful project. So it's going to be nice.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So as we move into summer, we've got the reclamation and overlay projects throughout the city. What are we looking at there?
Yeah, so some of the projects that are starting to ramp up, I guess, for construction are 2025 Street Reclamation Overlay Project. Planning to be starting here in May, so just around the corner. More information will be coming out, but Laurel Court will have a pavement reclamation out in the industrial park. We have a surface improvements on Industrial Drive. And then Maple Street from Jefferson Parkway to Ford Street, and Lake Drive from Jefferson Parkway to Maple Street, and Superior Drive from Erie Drive to Maple Street will be doing some mill and overlays. On Maple, too, I think we're going to have some nice improvements down along the soccer complex area for a lot of cars park out in the street there off of Maple. From Jefferson Parkway to Ford Street, there'll be an off-street trail that we'll be putting in along there that will kind of connect in with the other Maple Street trail. Yeah, right along that roadway. So people often get out and you're into the grass there. That'll be another way that if you have, you know, little wagons and things pulling to your soccer fields that you're at for the parents, that'll be a nice little improvement for them as well. And there'll be some crossing improvements tied in with that project as well, which will be nice improvements. So we're excited to get that project up and running.
That's my neighborhood. Okay. And I use Maple Street 4 or 5 times a day. I'd forgotten that was coming this summer, but thank you for reminding me. So now
we know it gets tight down there too. When you have events and the street gets a little tighter. So having that extra space and a paved off trail improvement, I think, will really help the pedestrian safety.
That'll be great.
Down there.
Yeah. Yep. The lot going on. There's a lot going on right now with the ice arena. I know that the Hockey Association feels like they've met their goal, but they've extended their fundraising for through the end of the month. And you were just on with Logan yesterday, actually, in a really extensive interview talking about the whole situation. What are the updates on that?
Yeah, ramping up on the new ice arena project. We're right in the thick of bidding, so our bidding's going to be coming wrapping up here this week, and then we'll be making sense of the numbers. There's a lot of different bid packages, so we think it's going to take a little time to make sense of it, but we're hoping next week the dust will clear and we'll have a better picture of where the numbers are shaking out. So we'll also be finalizing agreements with the city council. It's planned in the first meeting in May here coming up to be able to act on the bids, assuming they come in as planned, and also some donation acceptance. We're excited that there's some major site work that's been brought forward for donations, so that's going to be
on the
agenda, so stay tuned on that. We're excited about that. Is another kind of, we also get not only cash donations coming in and pledges, but there's also some in-kind from construction companies that are looking at how they can help as well provide that. So every little bit helps, and so the City of Dundas, the financing, Northfield Public School District, our partners in the private fundraising,
yeah.
A number of actions will be coming forward, but a lot coming here in early May. So if there are, really appreciate KYMN to help get the word out. And
sure.
If there's more questions, we can certainly help update the folks, the listeners that might have other questions or clarifications. We're happy to do that.
That's what we're here for. So we're happy to do it too. Spring Creek Road, the reconstruction with the Milltowns Trail. What's the update there?
Yeah, so we're in planning and design. I know we've talked about some of these recently, but there's a lot of projects in the works. So 2026 Spring Creek Road reconstruction, Milltowns Trail improvement. We did host a informational meeting for the neighborhood, and again, we're excited. Spring Creek Road from Woodley to Huron Courts planned for reconstruction next year, and also we'll be reconstructing some of the Milltowns Trail in that area, but then also extending it to Woodley Street. So at the end of May, the council will be talking about that project, including intersection evaluation that we're looking at on Woodley Street. That one is planned in early next year to be doing bidding, but that one will be coming forward. Also, the 2026 Millen Overlay does include additional, the separate project, does include some of that Milltowns Trail project of that as well. So that's a project area. Maple Street from Meadowview to Jefferson Parkway has a Millen Overlay. Maple Court has a Millen Overlay. And then we have a Millen Overlay on Prairie Street from Meadowview to Jefferson Parkway. There is also some proposed protected bikeways that are planned on Prairie Street at our neighborhood meeting. That certainly was an area of conversation, so we expect that we'll be talking to the council about that provision that's proposed to be there. And there were some concerns continuing on the bikeway as part of that. People were also very excited, though, about a number of the improvements being planned for crossings on Jefferson Parkway. So part of that piece that's getting some improvements similar to what we did further to the west on Jefferson Parkway in the last improvements. You'll probably see similar types of bump outs, narrowing the street for easier crossings. I think overall that's been very well received by the public of those improvements, and I think we heard from the residents that that's certainly something they're valuing. And again, that Milltowns Trail section, we're going to be reconstructing a piece of that and sneaking it through onto Spring Creek as well. So we're inching along here to wrap up our Milltowns State Trail improvement projects with that 2026 project. I did want to note, too, that project does include extension of utilities of sewer and water lines out to the future water treatment plant as part of that. So there are incremental improvements on that 2026 project that's being planned. And I did want to note, too, if we could just take a few moments to talk about that water treatment plant as well, that kind of came out with a press release the other day.
Yep.
So on Monday, we did release a press release just kind of updating where that project stands on the water treatment plant building itself. We did talk a little bit about the utilities, but, you know, council action took place a few months ago in January, but we've been having ongoing questions from the public, just, you know, where's the building project at? Some people were thinking it's still kind of active. And then also, you know, public health questions related to the water quality. So we did kind of a comprehensive update on that that we put out on Monday. It was actually picked up by a couple of TV stations that there was some coverage last night. But just to kind of clarify, boil it down to that just is the information we're trying to just reiterate to the public is the project's on a general pause on the building construction. So again, the bids came in considerably higher back in January. $60 million was the estimate. Came in at $83 million. We knew it was going to be a little higher because of the delay on the timing, waiting for some additional federal funding. But that was rejected primarily due to the cost of the cost differential. I think all the council expressed interest in trying to find solutions around treatment to take out manganese in the water system. So again, the main issue driving the plant is the level of manganese in the drinking water. Northfield meets all federal and state safety standards, and the Department of Health has issued a health risk limit that limits the level of manganese in drinking water. So the primary risk with our elevated would be infants under 1 year of age. High exposures of the manganese that we have in our drinking water has shown in studies to lead to potential memory issues, attention deficit, and some potential problems with motor skills. So that was probably the primary driver. We've been doing information to the public related to that concern and to be aware of it. The state health standards don't mandate treatment at that level, but require us to do advisories out to the public. So we're encouraging people that if, particularly if you have youth under 1 year of old, so if you're using formula and that kind of a thing, the city encourages residents to either use bottled water or under the sink reverse osmosis systems, which they're pretty standard systems to take all of that manganese out and other things. Use those systems in the drinking water, again, particularly for those infants under 1 year of age. Again, the public health standards for those over one and adults is above the threshold of the standards, but there's information out there for the public that you can research related to other elevated issues, but the youth is under one is really what we're focused on. The council is kind of on a pause, as I said, where the site's there and available, and we're extending the utilities out. We have our capital planning kicking off here in June, and so we'll be talking more about kind of the future of the plant and where to go from where we left it, but we'll be continuing to tackle that issue in the future. Okay. So in the meantime, I would say if people have questions, I can certainly try and answer any additional questions you have, Rich, but Justin Wagner is our utilities manager, is fielding the direct questions from the public if they want more details.
You answered my first questions. The question that I'm hearing a lot is the Northfield water safe to drink? And if you are over one, the answer is yes.
Yeah, you're above the health standards. Again, the youth, we are under one. We are, you know, encouraging people not to use the tap water if you have those infants under 1 year of age.
Yeah. Okay. So the project isn't dead, and especially if you're still planning on putting, you know, utility work out there. And the city is under obligation to build some roads out there too as part of the annex agreement. Is that not right?
Yep, that's right. Yep. We'll be reconstructing or building a new road out around the access in the future. And I think we'll be back to kind of the drawing table related. We have full construction documents. We have designed the plant. We'll be having some conversations with the council about, you know, timing of certainly we have a site in long term that will be our new long term site that will be planned for that. As far as how we approach a new water plant, you know, whether we look at revisiting the same plan we have or looking at some modifications or some incremental type of options, that'll be really looked at in June. But we really needed to take just a step back after the bids came in January.
Okay. All right. And then I suppose sort of going along with that, there's the city is going to build a new water tower using some of the money that we got from the feds for the water treatment plant.
Yeah, the federal money that we did receive was originally planned for the water treatment plant, but it was open-ended to be used for any kind of water systems and public health benefit. And so the council did give support for shifting those dollars over to the new water tower that we've been planning in the capital plan to do construction. So that's planned for construction in 2026. The council awarded the professional services agreement, and then we'll be coming back with some design work and commitments of the federal funding here are some of the next steps that we have. So we are excited about that because it's going to have a number of benefits for the public. It's going to provide some additional water supply for new growth and development, for economic development, to try and grow our tax base, to hopefully bring down the rate of taxes that everybody pays here in town, which is certainly a priority. It also certainly have some benefits with the water tower and utility lines that we're planning on extending in 2028 in conjunction with the Highway 19 project. Mm-hmm. And so the plan will be to do an extension of the water lines with that, which will give some redundancy of water supply, both for the water or for the hospital. And we believe that the Cedar Meadows housing development project and senior facility should be kicking off here. At least that's their plan, to do that soon. That would also benefit that project to have some redundant water supply in the future as well. So that's another project planned. And again, that water tower location, it's just north of the kind of the Benedictine and hospital. So if you go in the access road, there's kind of a curve in the back. If you go to like the ER at the hospital, that road would be extended, and the city owns the land out there and would be planned for that location and construction in 26.
Just putting you on the spot here, the Northwest Territory, anything you want to tell us about any possible interest or developments or anything that could be coming that way?
Yeah, well, we certainly have, as we've talked before, we do have utilities, road infrastructure, sewer and water that's out very near some vacant land, and we have some landowners that are supportive of looking at if it's the right development and right price, open to selling. So we're ramping up our recruitment opportunities, and we think that's a great site and a good opportunity. That was a major shift at the end of last year, accomplishment to get the rezoning from agricultural to light industrial. So now we've really got property that we can market, and we have had interest on that one. I think right now we are waiting for some power supply analysis from XL Energy related to potential additional power demand that could benefit the site, and we should know that in the next couple of months, and that might provide some clarity to us on certain types of industries that we might be able to recruit based on power needs that would be provided. So nothing currently, I guess, to announce, but we think there's great opportunity there.
Okay, cool. Anything else you wanted to touch on, Ben?
No, appreciate the time. I know that's a lot to cover on these construction projects, and I know we kind of do them piecemeal, but I thought it would be good to kind of just give an overall update on where we're at.
I think that actually is laid out pretty well there. So, folks, and folks, if you have any questions, if you missed a part of this conversation, it will be available on our website and on as a podcast on kymnradio.net and wherever you get your podcasts. So, Ben, thanks a ton. We always appreciate your time, sir.
Thank you.
All right. And folks, that's going to do it for